It's the 100th day Illinois has been without a budget. The state has been without a budget before, but going this long, it's unprecedented. It didn't bring about the total shutdown of government that a lot of people had expected. Schools are getting funded, and court orders mean state employees are getting paid. Still, the impasse has the social service network in disarray. Public health departments are cutting back, 911 call centers are laying off employees, a program to train police is on hold. People with mental health issues aren't getting help, nor are addicts seeking drug treatment. And public universities say 4 months without a dime from the state, and they're on the, quote, brink of serious operational damage. I'm Amanda Vinicky with The Players, your look at who's who in Illinois politics and what they're up to. On this, well, inauspicious date, we're going to hear from the governor himself. On Wednesday, Bruce Rauner was in the Chicago suburbs speaking with a tourism group. We don't have time to air his full remarks. You'll be able to find those on our website. But I wanted to play you a portion of his speech. Let's start at the beginning.
Many of you in this room probably came hoping that I was announced today that we got a budget and we're tripling our marketing for our tourism industry. I wish I was going to say that today. I'm not. So don't throw a lunch roll at me. But I am here because I want you to know we're working for you and we're going to deliver big results. Be patient, be persistent, actually voice your concerns, create some pressure on both political parties to compromise and get some results. Be part of the process. Don't just sit back, because democracy only works when everybody gets engaged. Get engaged, push for results, please. I'm here. I wanted to drive up. I drove up from Springfield this morning because I knew your annual meeting was today. I wanted to come talk to you. I want to give an update on our efforts to restore confidence in our state government. That's the single most important thing we can do. We need the confidence of our homeowners, our working families, our parents with school children. Especially, we need the confidence of business owners, small business owners of all sizes. We need job creators to have confidence in the state of Illinois so they have confidence to invest here to accelerate our economic growth so that we can create higher paying careers for everybody in Illinois. That's really what it's all about. We can't cut our way out of our problems. We can't tax our way out of our problems. We've got to grow into our challenges. And we've got the, and you especially, in tourism and conventions can help that. We've got to grow for number one priority. That's what I'm here to talk about. We're at a turning point in Illinois' history. For decades, our state government has spent more than it has taken in, raising taxes, then falling back to deficits by increasing borrowing and spending at ever higher rates. It's been going on for decades. This is not a new thing. The key question is, will we stay on this failed path of the status quo, or will we change direction? Can we reform our government, change the root causes of our deficit spending, and put ourselves on a path of fiscal responsibility and stronger economic growth?
It's a question a lot of Illinois residents and businesses want the answer to. To those of us who are, well, shall I say, more than just casual observers of Mr. Rauner, a lot of what he had to say sounded familiar. The governor reiterated his demands, there are five of them, that he says must be met in order to make the state more competitive. Till Democrats agree to them, he won't work with them to balance a budget by, in part, raising taxes. Here are some of his comments on that.
33 states limit all or a portion of collective bargaining in state or local governments. That is the norm. That is not a radical idea. Many of those 33 states are controlled by Democrats. Around the United States, 41 states support taxpayer savings by limiting restrictions on competitive bidding for taxpayer-funded construction projects. 41 states. We don't.
During his speech, Rauner said it's not all bad. He says some things are going well. He was able to work with legislators successfully on criminal justice measures, and he touted how his administration has saved the state money.
Just last month, we saved taxpayers $22 million by ending a bad deal with the lottery and have now put out a new competitive lottery contract out for bid. At the Department of Health Care and Family Services, our administration has taken cost-saving steps that will save taxpayers more than $70 million this fiscal year. At the Department of Central Management Services, we've renegotiated contracts and reduced the state air fleet. netting an additional $15 million to the state through a combination of cost reduction and optimization efforts.
What Rauner didn't mention there, at least explicitly, the more controversial ways he's saving money, the ways that have raised critics' ire, like layoffs of state workers, the closure of the Illinois State Museum, and drastic reductions to a program that helps low-income working parents pay for childcare. He did address some of the fallout of the gridlock, but it was clear that wasn't going to make him give in.
The legislature's failure to enact a balanced budget will, without a doubt, cause more people in our state to be harmed by not having a budget. Tourism marketing is going to get hurt. But I tell you, lots of things that most people would argue even bigger. I'm a strong tourism advocate, but bigger things are getting hurt, and I'm extremely upset about it. State financial aid for college students will not get paid. I'm furious about that. Many social service providers will have to close their doors. It's outrageous. They're putting assistance to the most vulnerable at risk. We should not let that happen. Universities and community colleges will not receive state funding, causing some to wonder whether they will be able to remain open for the second semester. That's outrageous. Should not happen. Unpaid bills will continue to pile up, delaying payments to the local governments, pension funds, hospitals, nursing homes, other providers, pushing down our credit rating and raising interest costs on you, the taxpayers of the state. Should not happen. Not having a balanced budget this late in the year is simply inexcusable and unacceptable.
I have to point out here that Democrats say the same thing, that the budget situation and what's happening right now is outrageous, inexcusable, unacceptable. But they say it's all because of Governor Rauner. It doesn't appear as if the governor's speech did anything to change Democrats' minds, especially that of one particular Democrat, House Speaker Michael Madigan. Not that Madigan was in the audience to hear it anyway, but he did respond with a statement. The men have this much in common. They stick to their scripts. Madigan's statement echoed comments he's been making for months, that he is willing to cooperate with Rauner, but that he won't agree to the governor's demands, which the speaker says will hurt working families and devastate the middle class. Madigan says the number one issue is the budget, and that Governor Rauner should drop his demands and focus on it. Madigan's statement was blunt in putting the blame on Rauner for causing Illinois' situation right now, saying, "There is no question all of the disruption caused by the current impasse is due to the governor's veto of the spending plan approved by the legislature." Even as the consequences stack up, neither leader shows any indication things are different than they were 100 days ago. I'm Amanda Vinicky with The Players, your look at who's who in Illinois politics and what they're up to.